Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Staff Sergeant Roy Parker of the 571st MP Company. I'm not here today to mourn the death of a soldier. I'm here to honor the life of a great man. I was in First Platoon with Sergeant Emery. So that makes this especially hard for me. One thing I know is how hard it is to be in Bakuba, Iraq, and how hard it is to see the soldiers working every day. I'm proud of the soldiers of 571st because despite the difficult conditions, the soldiers of that company work hard every day and continue to fight. All the members of that company are outstanding Americans, but Sergeant Emery stood out with his experience, his knowledge, attitude, athleticism, his charisma, sense of humor, and ability. My memories of Emery will always be with me. He shared his experience with all of us. He was a combat veteran before this deployment. He would sometimes laugh at me when I would get nervous during tight situations, calling me a cherry. I found strength in that, though. It let me know that there was someone with experience that was around me that I could go to if I needed help. He always kept his cool under fire. A true warrior, he mentored members of the platoon and was made a team leader. The members of our platoon respected and admired him in every way. Sergeant Emery was a fierce competitor. He would take everything he did to a higher level. If you're on the field with him, you had better bring your A game. Basketball, baseball, football, soccer, whatever. You put a ball in his hand, he could beat you with it. Not only was he an outstanding soldier, but he was a devoted and dedicated husband. I would hear him either talking to his wife or talking about his wife. And it would make my teeth hurt. It would just be so sweet and innocent. They loved each other so much. He had her name tattooed around his ring finger. That's how dedicated he was to her. I'm sorry that he's been taken away. Sergeant Emery will be missed and lived in our hearts forever. In this troubling time, I pray to God for strength for all of us and for his family. Thank you.